They stretch. Alien species comes here to hunt people. They really stretch that pretty far. They made some stuff. Hi, I'm Gabe.
And I'm Kat.
And we're the ghouls next door. Talking about spooky stuff. Like fragile masculinity. Terrifying, especially now with the Barbie movie out.
Oh, yeah. Men, you know, Gabe, men, they're under attack.
Sensitive. Yeah. It's sensitive. We can't go there. So we instead will find ourselves in some really hyper masculine film franchise today.
Yeah. Like one of the originals, like one of the arguably more fun of the ridiculous men time movies. Mm-hmm. I loved the Predator movies growing up. Like I was like, this is the best. Anything with Arnold, let me watch it. It was just the whole thing. But I loved it. I still think it was fun. There was a lot of, that didn't age well, but there was also lots of ridiculous.
It's a slasher, you know? It's a slasher film. And that's what I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know that when I was younger, and that's why I didn't watch it.
You never watched it when you were younger? Oh, you told me this, actually, because then you watched all of them, and you were like,
wow. Wow, I missed it.
Yeah.
I'm sure I missed out.
Yeah, did you?
Boy. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about Predator, the entire franchise today, because we are doing some classic horror franchises and leading into a specific director's line of franchises. But we're kicking it off with Predator because I don't know why. I was just like, I've never seen this film. And for some reason, I was like, I need to watch it. So me and my partner watched it. And then I was like, okay, well, now I need to know the lore. Because you know what it was? Is I watched Prey.
Yeah.
I watched Prey and I was like, wow, this is cool.
Arguably the best one. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this is really cool. This is such an interesting, like, oh, I didn't know the Predator could do that. I didn't know that that's what it was. I literally zero information. And then I watched Prey and I was like, okay. And then I watched the first Predator and I was like, when, when do they explain anything? Because now I've got nothing. I've just got the most gay action film I've ever seen in my life. And then I was like, all right. And then, you know, two, we got a little more information. And then, you know, Alien versus Predator, I was in too deep by then. I had to finish it out, unfortunately. Mostly because I was holding out for Adrian Brody. Mm-hmm. I just really needed to get to him. I had to go through a lot of filth to get there. And then I had to finish it because it's like, there's one more after that. So, and then I drag you into it.
I mean, every single YouTube video I watched about it, the movie, was like the first one and Prey.
Yes.
Prey even may be better, but all the men will be mad if I say that. So I didn't say that. You know what I mean? That's literally what they said. I'm going to find the videos exactly. But like, it was very ridiculous because it was all the other ones don't exist. It's just Prey. And the first Predator, and they're like, those ones are the Predator movies. That's the whole franchise. We don't need to talk about the other ones, but we're going to because that's the whole point. You watched all of them.
I did.
And I mean, if you're not thinking, the Predator movie is very fun. It's just
absolutely
big men.
Oh, I had a fun time.
Murder, run around, the emotions. I don't know. It's just like ridiculous action slasher, as you said. But if you're thinking, I don't know, it's, then you notice like probably like, well, wow, this didn't age well. I may be just like this because of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. There's a lot to be understood in it when you're watching it. There's a lot of things to be like, what? That's a choice. There's some language choices that are made or just like dialogue options that are made later. The lore, like as you have to really start piecing together. They stretch. Alien species comes here to hunt people. They really stretched that pretty far. They made some stuff. They really did. They ran with that. it's pretty good. And yeah, I think it has such an effect on the film world, right? Mm-hmm. It is something that a lot of people have seen and really like appreciated. And it's very just, yeah, but and it lasted for so long because mm-hmm. you had like when the heck was The Predator out? Like
1987?
No, The Predator.
The new one, 2018. Why I know this, I don't know. I just do. It lives in my brain now forever.
That's what I'm saying. The one thing I will say is the Predator franchise,
yeah,
isn't the worst named franchise, like the way that it's named. It is not. It is definitely very high up there in the worst. Like it is poorly decided. it's sloppy. Yeah. It's not great. It's not fun. It's not easy for us to explain when we get through there. The worst named franchise goes to Halloween.
Yes, because they're all named crazily. And
they're just all named Halloween.
Yeah, so you don't know which one's which. Way. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you don't know you don't know which one it is. How do you watch them in order? You need to watch a YouTube video or go through an entire Reddit thread to know the order of operations for both the Predator movies and the Alien movies and the Halloween movies.
Yeah, it's funny because also, like, you have the Alien versus Predator movies, which we're including in this one, because I feel like they're more Predator movies than they are Alien versus Predator movies. The same way I would say Freddy versus Jason is more of a Freddy movie.
Yeah. So it's a good transition, between
and
the
two. We'll go into Alien for sure. But it is, the Alien versus Predator films are in the middle of all the other films. So that messes it up too. But if you're just like, if you don't think about the Alien versus Predator, we have Predator, Predator 2, Predators, The Predator, Prey. Mm-hmm. That's sloppy. That's a problem. Right? At least, at the very least, Halloween. Now I'm saying, you know what? I'm kind of coming back to it where I think Predator is the worst named franchise. Because Halloween, at least there's some numbers in there. And then they redid it, right? But they have like Halloween 2 through 5.
Yeah.
And then The Curse of Michael Myers, then H2O, Resurrection, and then we start over. And then the last part of those are a mess. Because it's like Halloween, Halloween 2, Halloween again, Halloween Kills, Halloween Ends. Maybe they're both bad.
I think they're both bad. I mean, Alien is similar. It's like Aliens.
Alien to the Star Power.
Alien Resurrection. Prometheus? And then the other one we just watched?
Covenant.
So it's just like you're just adding letters, taking them away, making decisions.
Still a little better.
Started with numbers and then we're like, no. They're like two. And then they're like, we're never going to use a number again.
No, they have an S on them. Like, and I get it. Like, the Predators makes sense because they're on a whole planet. Like, the whole
there's more than one. Yeah.
Right. But there's then we're back to the Predator and it's like, why is that one?
Why is that one in general? I heard.
Why? No. 100%.
I heard why that one even happened. Why it exists. No one wanted it to be.
Yeah.
And it was bad.
Yes. So I'm going to kind of talk through all the different Predator films. I hope you enjoy that. It has been, we've been on break for a minute. And you're probably like, wow, you went on break and this is what you came back with. Listen, life is hard. Okay, it's rough out there. Let us have some fun. Enjoy the Predator series through our eyes as we very loosely edutain you, or at least the education part will be loose, but hopefully it'll be entertaining because
I think it'll be entertaining. And also, like, as you said, life is hard. You're getting married this year. That's like a lot. I'm moving. We're moving our entire house. We're doing a bunch of stuff. And, you know,
deserve a break.
As people say on the TikTok. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, then everyone make haste to the helicopter.
Let's go to the chopper.
Yeah. I listen. That I'm not good at accents. or what is it? Not imitations. What are they called?
Impressions.
Impressions. Thank you. I'm not good at those. So I'm not going to do an Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's not. It would sound goofy.
Yeah.
If I tried. So instead, we will promptly go to the chopper, and we'll get in the chopper. When he does you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Muscles. What a time. What a great time for all of history.
yes.
Forever. Do we want, am I going in film order or in timeline order? What is your opinion?
I only watched the first one and the last one.
All right. Well, here we go. You know what?
I have no preference.
I'll go in film order.
I believe you.
I'll go in I'll go in film order.
Okay.
Which means AVP is going to be right there in the middle, right? So we start with Predator, 1987. What a time for films to be made. Lots of hyper masculinity.
Way less rules going on. Of what was appropriate and what wasn't appropriate.
Yes. For sure. Lots of this heroic, statuesque version of a man. When we talk, when people want to talk about high standards of what men should be, you all did that to yourself. You did it to yourself, and the name of it is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, and they put him in all the movies enough that one of my I wanted that man to be my dad. I was every movie he was in, I was I must watch this giant buff dude go be my dad on TV. I was go do it, Arnold. You got it. I love you. And all the other men were like that. Yes, I want to be him. And they did it to themselves because that man is a whole bodybuilder of a human.
Yes. And that's the cool part about him. And we were doing that all the time. We did that to all the men. Mm-hmm. And that's my interpretation as an adult femme person in 2022 when I watched it, right?
Yeah.
With the brain that I have, I was wow. Wow, what? This is so homoerotic. It is the most homoerotic film I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I was this is what you it's so, you have constantly sweaty, muscly, barely clothed men running around. It's mostly men.
You were thinking, you were watching, and you're they could be wearing a shirt, but they weren't.
It's hot out there. I get it. You're in the jungle, right?
We must sweat and not have shirts, but still have vest, because vest has gun.
Vest important. Vest important fashion. And they would know. Right? Mm-hmm. It's so male gaze. Right. Because it's emphasizing these things that we don't care about. Right. And the male gaze is such a funny thing, too, because when we talk about these high standards for men, because I think about it, because I see, OK, what men think the high standards for what the female gaze is would be Predator. Right. They would interpret it as being that. And I was no, the female gaze, if it were to exist, right, is actually watching the bear.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the female gaze.
We're right? Look at everyone process their trauma and emotions on screen. I love that. Look at,
this person, who has
look at this growth,
been so interested in Lip, who is just unconventionally attractive from Shameless. I was wow, why am I attracted to this person? And it's because he was so smart and he was fun and he had confidence that wasn't just sweaty muscles. and then you see him in Bear and he's emotional and he's tragic and he's working through stuff and he's resilient and he's kind. And it's just that's okay. That's what stray ladies want. Right? Not all these sweaty men.
Not buff men, arms.
You would see no this more in gay porn than you would ever in a straight porn.
Yeah.
And no one's watching straight porn. But even if they were, it doesn't look like this. And there's one woman in it, which credit all the credit to Predator for having a Latine person played by a Latine actor. Mm-hmm. They already have a significantly leg up from the entire Alien franchise, which we will talk about next week.
Yeah.
Significant progress considering. But there is a woman there, and there's never, like, usually, like nowadays in action films, God forbid there's two straight people of different genders in a movie together, because they're going to end up together regardless. Like, the world is falling apart, and they got to have a kiss.
Yeah.
This is clearly the time for that. That's not happening here. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, they're not worried about her.
We're going to die.
Yeah. And also, what? Like, look at my hot friend run around without a shirt on and tell me jokes about how straight he is.
Oh, yeah. Not overcompensating at all. Yeah, it's so all the Predator is just this sweaty, homoerotic men who are intent on deforesting this area. Like, that's what they come in. They got no business being there.
Yeah, no.
They're, you know, special forces. Because they're just so tough, and they are met with like a real challenge, which is really like, I found that really exciting, right? Because you put like the biggest of the biggest men, right? Like, these are the macho, right? And now they're against one very clever alien,
yeah,
that just wrecks them. Mm-hmm. And they are like, in such an emotional wreck, because it's like, these are men who've been in a lot of battles, right? And I imagine they don't lose often, but they have been in a lot of battle, right? Yeah. And they've lost a lot, and they have significant PTSD, I'm sure. And it might not even, it might be just be TSD, because it's happening. It's not post, right?
Yeah.
But we see, that's what I'm, like, where I am with a specific couple being more than friends, right? Because I was just like, I absolutely can buy that you and your friends, you're very close to them, and it breaks your heart that they died.
Yeah.
Especially in that moment, and you're, like, stressed. But, like, the fact that all the other men are like, okay, like, we absolutely get that you're being stressed about your friend dying.
Yeah.
But, like, we gotta go. What's going on here? Right?
It was the pause before he said friend.
Friend. Yes. Mm-hmm. It is a very clear hesitancy mm-hmm. of he was my
It's friend. The 80s. Friend.
He was his roommate. They were roommates. Mm-hmm. and I am talking about Blaine and Mac, who are, again, these machismo guys who are on this crew, and Ventura, who was a WWF superstar and then later a congressperson or something, I don't remember. Blaine, he's the one who's like always making all these jokes that are like, I am so straight, right? Women, I definitely am around those.
Yeah.
And women,
my girlfriend tells me stuff about her vagina, let me tell you.
And I know about it, been there, done that. Yep. And it's very much overcompensating, and especially for that time period. And then there's also in the military, right? It's very like, you know, don't ask, don't tell kind of going on in these areas. And then Mac, who is absolutely destroyed by this. And I just find it like such an interesting, like, that reaction, like, the pause, the really sad, just, he's, like, destroyed by this. And I get it. They've all been, like, they've been really good friends. And even, like, Schwarzenegger, like, his betrayal from his friend is really rough, too, where he has moments where he was like, I thought we were closer than that.
Yeah.
I thought you would tell me.
I thought you would tell me, you know?
Yeah, but you tricked me. You brought me here, and you tricked me. So that's essentially Predator movie. Is people come here, they
you made me trust you with your big arms and your eyes looking at me like that, and you were lying this whole time.
Yeah,
I think we've gone a little too far into this rabbit hole of this idea, but we're doing it.
I don't think we have gone too far. We've been given a film.
Yeah.
And whenever I talk to people and I'm like, I watched it for the first time, and they're like, what? And I was like, it's so gay. And then they're like, what are you talking about? And then they just, like, people always take a pause to remember Yeah. What little, there's very little plot. Remember what happens in this film. And because there's very little plot, all you can remember are these interpersonal relationships. And immediately they're like, oh no, okay, yeah.
I see that.
Yeah. Sweaty men. Just a lot of sweaty men. And they, any excuse to not wear clothes and just be continued to be more sweaty. And I, and then, So their reaction to being hunted down very savagely, like they're just drawn up, their corpses are there for show. It is a really traumatizing situation that like hopefully humans wouldn't do to other humans, but history exists, right? They've done horrifying things to each other, but you also have that. And then they have this whole thing, like their reaction when it, because it's invisible, but they don't really know that. They just know it like ran off into the woods, and they like absolutely just like it's a comedy when they are shooting for like 15 minutes just rounds into the forest. And I was like, what, like besides all of the animals we just murdered, like I think you got them. Like I don't get it. That part was so silly to me. Just it felt like an eternity. Like half the movie is them just shooting in that one scene.
Yeah, I mean, I think if there was a message, it was, if aliens come here and we can't even depend on the big guns and the big muscle dudes who have like war experience to defeat this alien, we're screwed. And we want now that we know aliens exist, government, this is what was setting us up for that. Like, oh, that's going to be bad. Because if Arnold and all these buff, sweaty dudes with big guns can't defeat this alien, what are we going to do?
And I also wonder, because, like, they're, you know, this special ops team, and they're also, they're, I don't remember where they were, what jungle they were in. It's, like, South America. But during that, like, for that environment, I would believe that the people who are already there were probably engaged in, like, guerrilla warfare and would be way more equipped to handle and fight the predator than big men with guns.
Yeah.
Like, they have no place it being there. There's trees. Like, there's, like, you know, like, and he ends up having to, like, let go of some of those things and get to the bare bones to be able to survive and become the final girl that he was destined to be. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool. I did really like him, like, lathering up in mud as, like, a... Mm-hmm. Like, so he can get his temperature down. I was like, that's rad.
Yeah, like, he was smart in the movie. Like, he was also, like, weirdly, like, the calmest, like, the entire time. But, like, he was, like, really... What's the word? Pragmatic? He was adapting to his surroundings. And, like, kind of the way that I think, like, scientists even boast that, like, humans are, like, we're very adaptive in general. So, like, how he handles it is pretty smart. And as you said, to become the best final girl. Maybe not the best one, but his best one.
He's up there. He is one of the best final girls.
Yeah, but he could be, you know, he was really going for it. So it was definitely impressive. He beat that alien. He knew what he was doing.
He did. And it was, and that's what I think, like, that's why the first Predator and then Prey are arguably to be so good, because that's the cunning came back, like, with Prey. We got to see, like, the Predator's assumptions and strategies work against them. Mm-hmm. Like, we figured you out, right? The Predator's just, like, the most dangerous game, but it's an alien now.
Yeah, and it was it. The first and last one are less like just like wanton murder, and more like, oh, we have to be strategic here. It's the hunt. That's what makes it fun. I know that, like, a lot of the articles that I read, that's what they're boasting as being, like, the reason those two were so good is that, like, as you said, it got back to the bare bones of what the Predator was, like, all about and what actually made it scary, instead of it just, like, sneaking around murdering a bunch of people for, like, an hour instead
just for
of
show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's so this episode is just me kind of remembering the Predator franchise. So it feels like a fever dream, a lot of it. I was trying to retell it to Kat earlier in the week, and it was like is that real? Does this keep happening? So the Predator film, the first one, is a slasher film. It is just fun. It's also sad and it's also very sweaty, right? Mm-hmm. And then it ends and you're just kind of like, okay, what was that? What happened? Yeah. And I definitely was like, after having seen the cool lore and tech and stuff of Prey, and some of the references that were made, I was like, I'm missing something. So begrudgingly watched Predator 2, which was fine. Like, I mean, it has Danny Glover in it, which is great. So we get a black final boy. Mm-hmm. This time again, significant steps ahead of the Alien franchise. Mm-hmm. To let a black character live to the end. Mm-hmm. And be the last one.
Yeah.
Who knew you could do that? You can. So Predator 2 did that.
Yeah.
And just a fun fact about me, I met Danny Glover quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
At the Democratic National Convention here in Philadelphia. And maybe I'll share that picture on this YouTube. So
as you should.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Me gloating. I look so cute in that picture. It was a good hair day. But we have Danny Glover, who is a cop who is just, you know, he's getting too old for this. And he works in LA, and there are these comical parodies of real gangs that are just raining terror.
Yeah.
On LA. You have the like voodoo Jamaican gang, and then there was like, I don't remember what like the Latino gang was, but they were there.
Yeah.
And they had these turf wars, and it was so out of control, right? You have like the excessive heat of LA because it's kind of like post-apocalyptic in that way, and then it's like they have such control, like these the gangs do, on the city, that it's essentially become a war zone.
Mm.
And that's what like some people like to argue is like why the second one exists the way that it does, because the Predator is drawn to war areas or like areas of strife like that, because they're looking for
the most predator,
the predator. best yeah. hero, so that they can defeat them and look cool. I don't know why they keep coming back here. They keep getting their butt kicked. To me, I'm like, how many have they won? Because we only see when they lose. Who knows how many times they've come here? And we've had a lot of wars.
Yeah.
Okay. And if they're deciding that LA gang riots also are wars, then they have a lot of opportunities to come to the earth to kill one of us, right? Or a few. Also, it's like, how many does it take to decide to win? Because they just stringing up people. Also with like one, but it's like, you know, they're doing their same ritualistic things. You get to learn more about the fact that this is like a mission of the Predator religion, more or less, for those coming of age. Like, this is literally just like a teenager stringing up gang members from the rafters without any skin on anymore. And so it's like, I don't know if we should be playing with these things anymore. I don't know if we should be fighting them. Like, this is their culture, is to do that for fun. Like, just to be like, I did it.
Yeah.
And it's like, they also have like, we find all those like different skulls and stuff. So there's other aliens besides like just Xenomorphs, right? Cause we'll figure about them next time. Predators are horrific. Predators are such a terrible, awful villain, and I think it's really weird that they're never portrayed that way. Like, there's a weird respect for predators given by the people in the film. Like, there's like, you know, game recognized game that happens.
It's literally, but like, that's how people, or so, not everybody obviously, but that's like, even like scientists were like, we're at the top of the food chain. And it's like, it's because you destroyed the entire ecosystem. Like, what do you want? But like,
they're not dinosaurs
humans
anymore.
Like, think that humans are at the top of the food chain. So they're like, respect to the other head of your food chain, I guess. Good job murdering me.
Yeah. I just like, to me, it's crazy because like, we don't give the same respect to the xenomorphs.
No, and it's just like, that's horrifying. As hell.
They aren't doing it just for kicks. They're doing it to survive. They're doing it because it's literally how they exist. They make babies. Xenomorphs. Are often, what we'll find out in the next film that I'll talk about, are victims of, like, just existing. And so we have this entire alien race that's just going around doing trophy hunting, and we're like, they're so cool. Let's be their friend. And that's, like, what happens in this. It's like, you know, the Predator first one, you know, it's in Central America. We put our American people in there, the heroes that they are, to go and upturn regimes, you know, unsettle nations, so they could put their own people in places. Of course, that's not said, right? We're not going to say that. But I could see how the Predators be like, I see what you're doing. That's great. Wonderful.
You also love destroying other cultures. I love it. It's great.
That's so fun. We're best friends. So,
Same.
Oh my God, you too? That is like so crazy. We should be besties. Yeah. And that's what the Predators say. And then the second one, that's like literally what's happening, is like Danny Glover kicks butt, and because he has killed one of the Predators, all the other ones who are like there are like, oh, okay, nah, we cool.
Yeah,
you did it, you passed, right? Like, we can't do anything. Respect. To you. You didn't even know that you were playing the game.
Yeah, and you won. That's great. Here's a gun, guy.
Here's a very special gun that's gonna come up later, but here's a gun. It's got a little inscription on it, and you did it. You won. You want LA. LA is still rampant with gangs, and you still are suffering from climate change.
Yeah.
Your earth is still on fire.
But you beat the aliens.
You beat the aliens.
Yeah.
Who thought you all were cool enough with the violence you had to even come here.
Yeah. Killing the game.
Killing the Predators. So that's two, which is, it's a really funny film. It really is. It's so, like, you can't even be mad about, like, like racism or just like the absurdity of it, because it feels like a parody.
Yeah.
Like, it feels so goofy that you like can't be mad about it.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching it and I was like, okay. Yeah. Sure, that's how it works. So that's two. You could absolutely skip it. Again, the only reason to watch it is Dan Glover. Then we have, if we're going in film order, Alien versus Predator, which was interesting.
Yeah.
For sure. But has, like, the ending for me, like, it's such a goofy, stupid film. It really is stupid. But the ending and, like, what we decide and the things that we say in it is so, like, preposterous to me. I was like, this cannot be what's happening.
Yeah.
But what we have is an Alien versus Predator, this ragtag group of, like, ice people. We have, like, ice archaeologists, we have ice climbers, we have businessmen with equipment, right? Some kind of there's a signal.
Okay, cool, continue.
There's a signal, they have this theory about ancient civilizations hidden in the ice, and so they're going to check it out, and they gotta get a black final girl. Man, that's two in a row. Good job, Predator series. Because again, this counts as a Predator series. I'm not counting as Alien, so it doesn't count. Doesn't count for the Alien films. They fail. Hard fail. The black final girl who has some shady, like, history. Like, her dad is somehow involved in things, whatever. But she's very good at climbing ice and knowing when to stop. She knows when this is danger and what to do in danger. So they're like, we need you. We cannot do this mission without you there. And she's like, fine. Really reluctant. She does it. She's like, but you have to listen to me. If I say ice bad, you have to listen and leave ice. And they're like, you got it. Absolutely. We'll listen to you.
They listen to women in this movie?
Oh, no.
No. Oh,
it's still kind of an alien movie.
Okay.
Absolutely not. That's another credit to the Predator series. They do listen to the woman in the first one. Yeah. They are like, oh, yo, that seems bad.
Okay, not at first. Reasonable. At first they're like, you're crazy. You're hysterical. I don't understand when you don't speak English.
That's true. They
and then, Arnold is like,
how dare you not speak English in Central America?
Yeah. literally. But Arnold decides that she's fine. So yeah, that so then they listen to her. But yeah, continue.
Right, yeah, that's true.
It's not necessarily relevant to this conversation.
Right. Yeah. No. Super fair. They do like listen to her.
Yeah.
make her think they're listening to her. Yeah. They go and they're investigating, and this is such a silly film because they see like there's this hole in the ice. Like they brought mining equipment and they're like, mm-hmm. we're gonna like mine into it with this big drill, right?
Yeah.
But there's like already a hole where they were gonna go, and it's perfect. It's a perfect hole. And then they look behind them because they're like, this is a weird angle for this. Old to be. They look behind them and there's like this building that has a perfect size hole that like if you look at the projection, like the trajectory of where this beam or whatever it is that did it, clearly came from space. Like it clearly came from space. And they're like, what a wonky drill. No one knows what happened. Let's go down there. Yeah. Like it's so like they look behind. It's so silly. And they're like, all right, let's go down. Let's figure it out.
It's fine. Just keep go.
So, yeah. So they go and they find this, like, ancient civilization that has kind of, like, Aztec, ancient, like, architecture. And, you know, it's like a pyramid under the ground. And that's, like, weird. They're like, what's up with that? Right? Interesting. So as they're going in, of course, they're touching stuff, right? This is, like.
Of course.
They got to touch stuff. They push a button. It unlocks this thing. And there's like weapons in there. They're predator weapons. And they don't, they just see cool weapons. And like, yeah, heck yeah. We'll take this. It's like, this isn't a procedure at all for like archaeology, but sure. Yeah. I'll just take it.
Handle it carefully.
Push buttons. Just get in stuff. No one has a single like duster. And who needs that? We're in ice. And they get trapped into this building. And essentially, we find out, I don't even remember how we found out what the lore was, because I was just so mad. So here's what happened, is like, long, 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 long time ago, ancient civilization times.
Yeah.
Predators came, and they brought with them xenomorphs. Cool. They brought a xenomorph mother, and they plugged her up to push out babies. The eggs, and then they gathered up a bunch of these people from the ancient civilization who brought themselves as sacrifices, right? Because that's what the practice is for these people, is okay, yeah, I'm going to give myself up for these people. And they, so they sacrifice themselves, they get put on a, like they're laying back and then they get face hugged. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, it's the whole point is like to infect them, to make the xenomorphs so that the predators can hunt them. And it's like for fun, because the predators are evil as hell. They are so awful. So they have they're force breeding xenomorphs. They're forcing this mother to have babies so that they can hunt them. And then they get out of hands. Because we've seen the alien movies. It's very easy for them to get out of hands.
They do that, yeah. They get
and they're like, dang, we really messed up. We can't have these things running around. We got to clean up our mess. And they just like nuke it, right? They're like, let's get rid of it. Well, turns out they just left the Xena mom there and she's still hooked up. She's just been like hibernating for civilization's worth of time. And so she's awake now. Because they were pushing buttons. And so she's pushing out babies, people getting face hugged. And our final girl says to like the guy, she's like, essentially, this was a prison. And we've taken the guns from the prison guards, which the prison guards in this case are the predators, right?
Yeah.
Which is fair because they have put a vulnerable population into this area, not for anything good. But to harm, actively harm this entire population, right?
Yes.
And so she's like, essentially, we got to go help the good guys, which are clearly the predators, because everybody knows that prison guards are the good guys inherently. And anyone that we is just bad, right? Like, it's such a, like, a, like that line, it was so crazy.
You know, if I know anything about America, is that they love jails. So they love
jails. We're so very good at jail.
What year did that one come out? Because it probably makes sense.
It is from 2004.
Yep. That sounds right? Like 2004.
So she says that, and they decide to befriend the predator who's come here to clean up the mess. He's then sent to just clean up. He's not here to hunt people. He's here to hunt the xenomorph, because we left that one there. Guys, do better at cleaning up.
How convenient that when they're there, they come back.
The predator?
You know, yeah. You know, all those years of time.
There was like the, I forget what happened at the beginning, but the reason why they even got the notice that of where that place was because of the predator. I don't remember why the predator was there, but the predator was there and then they came. So, because, anyway, she's like, we got to be friends with this. Well, you know, the enemy of my enemy, you know, and this one is humanoid. So I trust him. And also on top of that, let's add some very weird, awkward, uncomfortable sexual tension between our final girl and this predator. I'm telling you, there are moments, like, you can't see his face because he has a mask, thank God, because when he takes it off, he's like, he's an insect. And I can't. But when he has the mask on and he looks like he's got dreads, I could see how she could make that mistake, right?
Yeah.
But under there, he's not hideous. And he, like, you know, like, looks, like, look at her, and they, like, have this unspoken, like, communication. He equips her with a weapon that he made from a dead xenomorph. Like, they're ganging up together. They're going to be friends. Mm-hmm. But they're also weird, like, lingering. Like, if this were a romantic comedy, there would be, like, a song track over it.
Like a montage of them falling in love.
Like, she fell and he grabbed her. Yeah, absolutely. It's really weird.
She's walking up the steps, stay with me, and then starts to fall backwards, and then the predator just puts his leg up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And catches her, and everything's in slow motion, and then they replay that clip 20 times.
From 7 different angles, and then subway.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's what happens. And then she's, like, he's fighting Xenomom, doesn't do a great job, he gets got, and she wins.
Cool.
She fights the Xenomom, and she wins.
Does she mourn Predator husband?
I think she's just overall very upset by everybody who's dead.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, she's the last, like, one. Like, she, yeah, everyone else they liked were dead. Okay.
Yeah, she's the final girl.
That's fair. That's fair. There's a lot to mourn at that point. So that's
fair. But there, it was like, oh no, my new friends. But, like, it's super weird. Anyway,
I'll never know what if.
Yeah. Anyway, also, it's just, like, crazy to me that she's so convinced that this predator is her friend when, like, you literally just learned that they're force breeding this mama, and she's like trying, she just has her babies, she wants to protect her babies, and you're like, she's the problem, that's the bad guy. Yeah. Every single time I'm like, stop. My xenomorph is, like, the tragic, she's not a villain, and everyone makes her a villain, like, they're just trying to survive. Like, the predator is clearly a monster.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to the next part, right? So that ends where we see a predator ship, because they came to clean up,
right? Yeah.
And they have the corpse of the predator husband on the ship. Yeah. And at the end, the xenomorph comes out of it.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, crap, what? Whoa. What happens when they make babies with predators? Nothing good, because here comes Alien vs. Predator 2, Requiem. And in it, it picks off right where we left off, where now we have this alien-predator hybrid on the loose. And they've sent now a cleaner to fix it. So, again, it's not, we have strayed from the usual plot of Predator where they're here for the specific purpose of hunting. They're hunting themselves at this point. They're like, we got to clean up our mess. We're sloppy. And we can't have the people knowing that we exist. Yeah. they're literally like, we got to keep this under wraps.
So, how can we hunt them if they know we're coming? Yeah, I got you.
Exactly. Following,
picking it up.
They have to know that they're the only ones out there in the vast expanse of space. And so they send in a cleaner. And they have the alien predator, like a xenomorph predator hybrid, has a weird fixation on pregnant women. Like it wants to eat babies while they're in the womb. It's not explained. Nothing. Let me start here. Nothing is explained. This movie 100% did not need to exist.
Yeah.
They went with the good idea of like, oh, what if there was an alien predator hybrid? And then they like forgot about it for the majority of this film.
Yeah.
This is the worst film. One of the worst films I've ever seen in my life.
Huh.
Like genuinely.
And that's saying something because we saw Contracted. So
I've seen so many films, right? This is so up there because it's just bad. It's just a bad, poorly designed film because it has like you get this guy, like the first thing we see of like who the characters are going to follow, this guy gets off a bus and there's a guy waiting for him. And they have this like inside kind of conversation.
Yeah.
And you think, okay, I guess we're going to find out what all of that means later. No, I never have any I don't know where he came from, why he wasn't in town this whole time, why these two got kind of like a beef. What, like, it took so long for me to find out that this other character was that guy's brother this whole time. They like introduce plot lines or like characters and like set it up to be like, there's this one woman who's like from the military. She comes home and her daughter's like really like, she's a young daughter who like wants nothing to do with her. She's like, you essentially is like, I don't know, mom. Like, I've been living with dad this whole time. I don't know her. She's just a murder lady. Right. And the mom's like, oh, kids, I don't know. Here's a night vision helmet. Here's some night vision goggles. I didn't get you anything from wherever the heck I was. And maybe that'll fix our relationship. So you think, oh, she's got her night vision goggles. That's definitely going to come up later. Yeah. It comes up like she's playing with them. And at one point she does see the alien or predator and through the goggles, and that happens. And then they just drop them and they run off. And that's it. Like we could have used that. Why did you give us that? And then the characters aren't even going to use it. Clearly
they didn't have Ben Stiller from Severance on set.
Everything needs to matter.
Yeah, they're taking everything out of the backpack, leaving it and walking away.
Yeah, they introduce characters and then they're there and they have these histories. They hint at this rich history that these characters should have, and I have no idea what they are. I don't know why anyone feels anything they do. People dropping left and right. It's a tiny town, and for some reason people still believe, you know, try that in a small town, right? Try bringing aliens to a small town. You know what happens? You get nuked, bud. Because these characters are like, there's no way that the government would destroy this entire small town full of people. Like,
yeah, they would.
That's literally what they do all of the time.
Like
90% they do that for less.
Yeah, 90% if you're ever like, oh, the government wouldn't do that, they already did.
They do it all the time.
They do it all the time.
All right, they do it because they want a nice lake. Okay, they do it.
Yeah, they don't give any.
Of course. But the whole film is like, remember all the cool stuff that happened in the other Predator movies? Remember the stuff you love? Like, they have like a get in the chopper moment. They have all these like references, and they try really hard to be like, remember how cool Predator is? And it's like, this is like a student film level of bad. It's so horrible. And it goes on forever. It goes on for significantly longer than it should have, which is, it should have gone for 0 minutes.
Yeah.
Next up is Predators. I get it. People hate on Predators. I liked it. I had a fun time. I thought it was goofy. It was predictable as heck. But I thought it was like, it had some cool elements. So in Predators, Adrian Brody, thank you. Finally, been waiting for you, and a gang of misfits, because there's always that, wake up on a strange planet where they're being hunted for sport. Mm-hmm. So now, instead of the predators coming to you, they're on a planet, and they've strategically, what we find out in a kind of like a Saw 2 reveal, right?
Yeah.
Where everyone's like, why are we here? What do we have in common? Oh, we're all murderers, right? It's like, we got I don't know high military people, but you know, like the Black
General?
Ops.
No.
You know, like Secret Service, whatever. I don't know.
Like secret agent.
Like secrets. Yeah, exactly. Like really
important guy who just murders. Yeah.
With a sniper, you know, like really good. Then you have some shady gang people because we're referencing Predator 2. But we're getting a little more creative this time because now it's a brown gang member and then an Asian gang member. Mm. They're doing lots of murder for different reasons. It's not for their government, it's for their community.
Mm.
Right. And then there's Topher Grace. And they're like, silly predators, you did all that research to find each one of us, drug us, bring us to this planet, and then you also got this doofus, this regular
guy.
This like nerdy Topher Grace dude.
Yeah, doing nothing bad. What do you mean?
Let's not ask any questions. Let's not ask a single question.
Yeah.
And of course, spoilers for this movie that came out a long time ago. You should watch it. Anyway, you know. I can't imagine a person who was sitting in there and was like, oh my God.
Oh,
this whole time?
I feel so bad for Topher Grace. Why he's
there? He was a serial killer. That's crazy. Who saw that coming? He does murder different. And then his murder decisions are really dumb. Like, you could have done better with a murderer. I don't understand. Like, they're all murderers. You could have done better with a serial killer.
Yeah.
It's stupid. But what's cool in this film, one, we have Lawrence Fishburne, acting real wacky. He's super fun in it.
Mm-hmm.
He's so unhinged, and it's silly.
Yeah.
He's silly. He's just like, that's in my head. I haven't had anyone to talk to. Like, you know, he's like castaway, and he's just like, just living, you know? Mm-hmm. He's like, don't talk to me. They're talking to me. You know, this guy's weird. He's great. But then on top of that, it also introduces like this classism or like racism in the predator world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of giving like that one arc of the Titans show, Teen Titans animated one with the Martians.
Yes, that's what I
was
talking about.
Was like the red Martians versus the blue Martians, and we're mm-hmm. racist. And it was like, you look the same. And it's like, that's exactly what we'd be doing. Mm-hmm. very heavy-handed in that way. So that's what this is. It was literally like the people who run this planet, right? So like they have the money, whatever currency, mm-hmm. They have the ability and the wealth of whatever it looks like for predators
mm-hmm.
to, like, we don't go to the planets, darling. We bring them to us and we put them in one area.
Yeah.
And
Hunger
then we just,
Games.
Yeah. And like, we just shoot them. Like they're fish in a barrel. Like we don't even have to try. Like they're literally trophy hunters. And it's like, oh, we killed a lion. It's like,
that's a dangerous game.
Like, no, male lions are fucking lazy as hell.
Yeah.
So not the most dangerous game. Also, like, what? For why?
Yeah.
Exactly. So they're like, we bring them here. And then on top of that, they have a, like, lower class.
Yeah.
More, like, primitive alien or predator.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, you know, it's dirtier. The tech seems like a little later or like mm-hmm. Older tech, because theirs are like fancy and they got like the high tech, clean, cool predator outfits, whatever. And that guy, this one predator, is roughed up and he looks very primitive. So he's like this lower.
Yeah. Predator. Yeah. Like their classism, prejudice, racism time.
Yeah. And I was like, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's cool. Because they suck. They suck. And I believe it. And we have very much humanized them. Like we've they're humanoid. And as like we just proved with two Alien versus Predator movies that we have more in common with a predator than we would with a xenomorph, right? Mm-hmm. Xenomorphs are more like animalistic in that way. And so this was cool. And especially because Adrian Brody's character, like not befriends, but has this like kind of truce and gang up, team up with the primitive predator, mm-hmm. but it is not sexual. It is purely like, we gotta live, because he has his own thing going on with the lady. So I think she was brown as well. Yes, because she remembers Predator 1.
Okay.
She knew what the predator was because of Predator 1.
Okay.
So she was from that area. Anyway, that's kind of cool. And then they like are figuring out how they're gonna live. And that, I thought, contributed in a way that the other two films did not contribute to the lore of Predator. I was like, that's dope. Yeah. Putting classism in there.
People seem to like have a conflicting relationship with the Adrian Brody Predators. Like people either like love it, like they'll go hard for it, or they're like, I don't want to talk about anything between Predator and Prey.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. It's not the best thing. Absolutely not. Yeah. But it was fun, I think. I think for it to come, because it came after like such a long time, and it is like the Predator, like a Predator, specifically a Predator film. Mm-hmm. So it is the one that came after Predator 2, that it is something that like we have this expectation, or we have this like, oh my God, the word is like right there. Novelty associated with this franchise so far, and then you come in and it's like, what are you doing? This is silly. It did go, also went on for way too long. Anyway, then we get to the second worst film, because again, Alien vs. Predator 2 is the worst in the franchise.
Yeah,
the second worst film in the franchise is The Predator.
Yeah,
what a mess of a film. 2018. I don't know why we did it, but it exists. So the Predator's back. Predator's back on Earth hunting people.
Mm-hmm.
And while it's here, it's going after, because there's a war. 2018, there's war.
They love war,
And so one of our heroic murderers is, you know, at war, and he witnesses the Predator happen. Mm-hmm. And they fight the Predator and win, but they end up with the Predator's tech. So he ends up with the helmet. Mm. And there's also like an arm thing. There's like parts of the Predator that are still here. And so he finds the helmet, and he knows that the government is going to cover him up and shut him up because he saw what he shouldn't see.
Yeah.
Which we're finding out is true.
Yeah.
Okay. We got aliens out there. They be doing that. So he mails the helmet to his house.
Sure.
Which I'll explain why that's a problem. But he mails it to his house so that like it's out. It's not on him when he gets caught. And when he's got, they're like, what did you see? And he's like, I didn't see anything.
I didn't see nothing.
I didn't see nothing. You know? And they're like, we don't believe that. We're going to send you with all the other misfits. Right? Because we love misfits in the Predator franchise.
Yeah.
Who are also like, you know, ones who went like maybe AWOL, or there's a guy who shot like his commanding officer, and it was for good reason.
Casino aliens. Okay, continue. Yeah. All the same. Yeah.
Right. It's essentially all the rejects of the military that they have to like put away in some way. So they're on, essentially, it's like either like a mental asylum or prison of some sort that they're going on. So they put him on this bus, and he's like with these people who are supposed to be like so wacky, they're all crazy, and they know the truth of how shitty the government is.
Yeah.
And he's like, there's an alien out there and it's trying to kill people. So because he knows that, because the Predator has come to clean up.
Yeah.
So again, they're like, our tech is missing. One of our guys died. We have to go clean this up. So he's just a cleaner. Yeah. He's not there to hunt. He's just trying to clean things up. So he's going to tie up loose ends. So he comes and he's trying to tie up loose ends. And essentially, he and this ragtag group of of people go to his house, because that's where he sent the stupid helmet, which is where his maybe ex-wife, I'm super unclear whether or not they were actually still together, and his very young son, who has autism, live. So we sent this alien technology that the government wants to kill him for, more or less, or shut
to
him up
to his family.
But another alien is probably coming to get to his family, to his vulnerable family. And then he goes there and he's like, where's the helmet? And it's because his son opens up the box. He's like, oh, a wonderful box for my dad, who's never here. And he's autistic, so that means he's super special. And so he figures out tech, and he's able to like turn it on. He has it hooked up to his game. And the Predator, who's cleaning, the cleaner Predator, gets that like ping. So now he knows where it is.
Yeah.
And so the kid is like, people make fun of me and it's Halloween, so I'm going to put on this really cool helmet and go out like trick-or-treating for Halloween, and on his own. Because the mom wasn't there. I don't know. It's such a, what a wacky film. So he's out trying to trick or treat. Sweet little boy. And the dad comes home and he's like his whole thing is that he loves and he's so good at murdering. Like he's just so good at murdering for the government.
Yeah.
But he just like, it's not conducive to live in the suburbs and have a wife and a child who has specific needs that he cannot help with. Right? Yeah. He can't do that. He likes murdering. He can't. Like, it's, I'm sorry, babe. I love murdering too much.
Yeah.
So I can't do a 9 to 5.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. Anyway, the predator's looking for the boy. And so he reluctantly teams up with this ragtag group of wacky people, including Keegan-Michael Key. And he has this, Keegan-Michael Key's character has a relationship with this other guy where they're really, really close friends. Well, I don't want to even say friends. They have like a codependent.
Yeah.
No, it's like, it's just like a really codependent, like they need each other. Right. Yeah. And they're both dealing with some PTSD and some other trauma things. Yeah. And they are the only ones who know how to help each other. Mm-hmm. And then we learn when I thought one of the only good things about it that we learn is like that, Keegan-Michael Key's character, the guy that he's really close with,
mm-hmm.
Was a part of their crew, and he was responsible for like the death of like everyone in their group. And so it's like very easy to like be mad at him because it was his like you're so mad, but now they're so codependent and relying on each other. Like they've surpassed like what, like they can't even be mad. It was like, yeah. It's such a weird dynamic that I was like, it's so like complicated, but very honest.
Yeah.
That I really appreciated.
Yeah. It's good character development. Arguably.
I was like, all of a sudden, like they've just been so annoying. Everyone's so annoying in that film. And he was there and it was great. There is, he does not end there. They are a black and a brown man. And neither one of them are there at the end.
Mm.
And then of course, Keegan-Michael Key, he's also not there. But that ends like, there's like a middle part that was pretty cool with like technology. Then there's like the autism saves the world kind of bit where they want the kid. The predator wants the kid because I guess he sees like potential in this kid.
Yeah.
But the whole time they thought Murder Dad was the one they wanted because they have the same name because that's what we do in America.
Yeah.
And he, because he's like, I'm so good at murder and of course the predator would want me. And it's like, psych, he wants your baby because he's smart. I don't know. But the kid's like, nope, I'm not going to murder. I'm not going to do that, you jerk. And then there's like a crazy like action sequence with like the ship and it's like invisible and there's like fighting and it's very high budget wackadoodle nonsense.
Yeah.
That has more of a plot than Alien vs. Predator 2 for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. More of a plot than Predator 1, genuinely. But the questionable plot.
Isn't great. Yeah. Well, because they have the magical neurodivergent character trope. Yeah. They have other tropes that aren't great. And yeah. It's just like nonsensical. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for a film from 2018, they do use the R word.
Oh.
Like one of the characters does call his son that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rough. And there's a lot of that. Like, and I get like they're supposed to be these like messed up guys. Like they're not good. But it's like we don't have to do that. I yeah. knew that. I bought it already.
Yeah, without you having to do like, that. Say awful things. Yeah.
In 2018.
Yeah.
What are we doing? So yeah, there's stuff. There were characters I genuinely really enjoyed. And I was rooting for, even though they like died, because I was just like, you know what? I like that these are like the people who weren't glorifying the military, because that's like the Predator franchise for the majority of it has been very pro cop, pro military. Yeah. Just like, cause that's, they equate that with who our heroes are. And so mm-hmm. for this to be explicitly people who have been harmed by after being pawns in the military, that was really refreshing.
Yeah.
Like if there anything to like give credit for, it would be that. Because it very much was like, the government doesn't care about you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like until we get to Prey, but like, that's like the first time they actually like critique it. But like, it's mm-hmm. like the kind of colonizer wet dream of like, aliens, of course, would also colonize and murder and mm-hmm. be like these hunt for sport and all this other stuff, like, and just waste environments and ecosystems and not care, to validate the fact that that's just like human nature, when it's not. Mm-hmm. It's just what like colonizers did. And you're trying to validate that by acting like even the outer space people would do that. It's just an inevitable part of evolution and existence. And that's what it was until Prey. Prey, they kind of like flipped it, or it got like a little more interesting, or like the predators were still that, but they weren't like, they weren't like, ooh, this hot alien murdering for sport. We love that guy. Yeah. He's just like our government. He's great. Yeah. They like, they flip it on their head, its head finally, which is good.
Because, I think like, it's, even for like villains, right? It's like, they are very much, they're trophy hunters. They're supposed to be like the manliest of men. Like for predator, like whatever, I don't know what genders they have, right? But the mask male ones, because just by the treatment of any women that they encounter in the franchise, it's clear that the predators don't see women as a threat. That's just, even when they brought a woman to the murder planet, they still didn't see her as a threat as much as the rest of like the men. So like that's there.
Sexism also inherent in human nature. They're going to be doing that.
Prejudice, right? Yeah. Like they have prejudice.
Even alien societies, they're going to do it. So like we shouldn't even feel bad. That's what they're saying with these movies. Just so you know.
They enslaved the xenomorphs, but you know what? I'm sure the xenomorphs, you know, got
deserved
some skills.
Yeah,
they got some skills. Like they built some. Not all of them were having a bad time.
Yeah, some of them, you know,
they got fed.
I think they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
That's what somebody would say. Enjoyed it. Oh my God.
All of Florida would say. So.
Oh God, that's how gross even to pretend to
if
say.
If predators existed, Florida would 100% be like, predators are so cool. So that's all the way till we get to Prey, which came out quite recently. And it's a prequel. And again, I didn't even know that. Like, I watched it and I was like, what are these alien things? Who are these? What's this alien guy doing? This is cool. What cool lore. And Mike's like, what?
You don't know what this is? What?
It was so funny. And I was like, wow, Predator must be really interesting and good. It must be such a good. I messed up on that watch.
It was great. I should go back and watch all of them. Yeah.
And then I did. So Prey takes place in 1719. So, and we have indigenous populations who are doing their own version of what we've seen the predators, at least in the earlier films, doing, right? They're going out and they're hunting to prove their place in their tribes and to. But to do work, like they're doing it to prove that they, when they go out there, they're not going to die.
Yeah.
And that they're going to get the food and the things that we need.
Yeah. Like right? The literal tagline of the movie is like, what is it? Hunt to survive and then hunt to, what was the other one? Do you remember?
I don't know.
It was like the tagline of the film. Yeah.
Yeah. It knows how to hunt, but I know how to survive.
Yeah.
Or something. She says that at some point.
Yeah, but that was like the tagline of it is like a whole big thing. So we're like, yes, finally they're getting back to like what makes the predator scary.
It's for sport, right? And mm-hmm. what this indigenous tribe does is for survival. And that's like where the strength comes from, right? Because this is something that they're doing because they have to do it. It's not performative, right? It's not just show off. It is a rite of passage for sure, but for a bigger thing, right? It's not just status. It's literally just to exist. And so our main character is struggling because she's femme, and so they're like, like, yeah, you're helping in these other ways, but you can't, like, you're not old enough and you just, you're not ready. You can't do the rite of passage. Yeah. Right? But your brother's going to do it and he's good at it. And I loved him. He broke my heart. Yeah. I really liked him. And, you know, she's like, she refuses. She's got her cool dog, which, fun fact, they had to get a dog that was not a trained actor dog because it was a dog that was the breed that would have existed back then. So he was like a regular dog.
They did such a good job. Like old
ancestors. Which I was like, that's so rad. That's so cute. And so we have this young girl who's fighting and she encounters the predator and tries to warn them about it. And it has like one of the, a really crazy scene where he's like fighting a bear. And I was like, yeah, that's who you should probably be fighting.
Yeah, bear versus predator. That's scary. The whole film. Yeah.
Those are scary.
Yeah, bears are scary.
They're very like, they can
they're good at hunt. Yeah, they're good at hunt.
If they were like a little smarter, we would be wrecked. like and you know, if there's no hills for us to run down. They're also so cute. It's deceiving because you want to hug them and you're not allowed.
Yeah. You're like baby, and then you're like, no.
I was told you're not allowed to hug them. So whatever, fine. I don't promise anything.
don't go hugging bears, Gabe.
They're so cute. And sometimes they're on swings. So bears, amazing. Bears, absolutely. If I was an alien and I came to this planet, I would absolutely think that bears were the thing.
Yeah, they are like, better than humans.
These are cool. Yeah. These are cool. I like the planet, the bear planet. those other like naked beings that are running around, don't like them as much. But the bears love those. Bears don't have racism. It's wonderful. or institutions of oppression. It's great.
Yeah.
So the predator's predatoring and encounters her and he's like, she's nothing. She's not, I'm not going to bother. All right. I'm going to go fight the snake. The snake is way scary. And she's like, that's rude. So rude. Everyone keeps saying I'm not scary. And that's really mean. I want to be scary. And then what I really liked about Prey was when they encounter the colonizers who are there. And they're like French, right?
Yeah, French fur traders.
Yeah, and they're there and they're awful. And they were scarier and like, especially when we're putting this whole time we've put Predator as this like top of the line villain, right? Mm-hmm. That's very human. It had like with it not engaging with her on like this honor thing, right? Like I'm not fighting you because you don't have a weapon, right? I'm not like I hunt things for fun, but that's not fun. That's not what this is, right?
Yeah. And
that has some sliver of respect with it that then we turn around and a fellow human does not have that respect for her. Significantly the opposite of that, right? And so they're harming her and trying to use her and her brother to lure the predator in. And this is where we do find the gun from Predator 2 that the predator gets. And I think that's like kind of funny, right? Because Danny Glover's on the like ship, right? They have all these artifacts. So it is this hint of like, this was like the first time we were here. It was a long, long time ago. Mm-hmm. This is from your people. You probably still like these things, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
We saw people shooting. That was great. You love this. Here's a present.
We did it. So good. Giving him that. And I think that was cool. I love that she used his own stuff against him and mm-hmm. that she preyed upon the fact that he preyed, you see what I did there?
Yeah,
on
did,
the fact
yeah.
that he didn't take her seriously and she won. And I thought that was so rad.
Yeah, there's like a few things that are really interesting about Prey. Like in the fact that as we saw in the first Predator, like they were skinning people, but like people who had guns and were like probably shooting at this predator originally. In Prey, we're positioned with these French fur traders who have literally destroyed an entire, I don't remember, like bison population, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just like skinned them and left them there, like left the meat, did not use any other part of the body, like just murdered them to take their skin and then walk away. Very similar to like how we see in the first Predator movie. But then people are like suspecting like, oh, I bet the Predator did that. But the Predator has more respect for like just animals chilling, existing where they are than the people do. And I just thought that was like a really nice nod back to the original movie. And then also recognizing like how horrifying colonization was in early, you know, Americas or whatever. Like, I just thought that was like a really good nod. And that's like the first time you really see the franchise flip it on its head. We were like, oh, now you're critiquing colonization. Before you were like, I love this. Cops, military, hell yeah. But now you're like, oh, actually, like that was really horrific. And even the Predator sees that. The Predator knows that people are made of garbage. Except for like this one who respect because they outsmarted me, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like the Predator, the ship of Predators would treat her the way they treated Danny Glover 100%. Because they have honor, which I think is like one of the biggest things that is the difference between the Predators and like just people and what we've seen like, you know, is that they do have honor. They have a system and, and it is flawed and weird and alien, right? Yeah. But it exists. And so, especially when we ignore the ones in the middle, we can see clearly how that comes through. And that's why I thought like it was really refreshing to see that we have this notorious villain with the Predator and still in Prey, the real villains were those fur traders.
Yeah.
They were the villains. Like, because, I mean, the Predator would did what it did and then left, right? But these, they're not. They're not going to stop. They're not going to just leave. Yeah. And they are doing significantly more harm, you know, wiping out entire species that Predator did not do. They don't do that. They don't come here and just wipe things out, except for the xenomorphs. Again, if we just pretend those films don't exist.
Yeah. The ones in the middle lost the plot, and that's why people didn't like them. Where, like, Prey brings the plot back in a way that's, like, actually very smart and satisfying, and you get, like, a dope final character that's just like killing it and it's actually saying something in a way that like honestly all the middle ones really kind of weren't. So
yeah
I do have one funny story. This is a joke I made with Isaiah. Now that we know aliens exist, what I kept saying while I was having to rewatch all the Predator movies, I was like, all right, so like what if I was a Predator this whole time? Like I was a Predator alien in human skin, and like all my illnesses and like everything, like, you know, I can't walk real good. My knees dislocate. Yeah. That's all been a ploy so that the government doesn't find me. You know what I mean? Right. Like I,
you're a lizard person.
You know what? They're not going to suspect me allergic to everything. Cat who can't like he needs inhalers to breathe. They're not gonna think I'm the Predator. So this has all been an elaborate ploy to get the government to not think I'm a Predator and let me just live my life. And it was a fun joke that we did for like a week. Just like, you know, like I am. He's like, I really don't want to accept this because like what was the last 3 years of just having to like deal with this? Like, what do you mean? It was a fun joke that we did.
I'm glad you're not a Predator. Yeah. They scare me.
I was the whole time like, though. I just like my skin peeled back and it was just like,
no, I'd be done. Every time they reveal the face, I'm like, no. Please, no. And it's like, it's not as goofy as aliens, which is just like of the teeth. Yeah. But it's awful. What an horrible face to have. I'm so sorry, Predators. That's horrific.
Yeah.
I don't want to know how Predator babies are made.
Maybe they're just like spot, like they're just there now, you know? Eggs go. Like dinosaurs.
I think they're too humanoid.
That's fair.
They got stuff in there. Anyway. Well,
I will say I did do a little research about aliens in terms of like what people think they would be. I'm not gonna lie, after hearing all the Predator history, I think I don't know if this guy really knew. Hindsight. But his whole thing was like, if there's an intelligent species, they probably do have predatory roots in that you have to become an intelligent evolutionary thing. You have to hunt to survive. and whatever. So like if we were to meet aliens, it's likely that they could want to hunt us or keep us as pets. Like that's like in terms of how they suspect aliens would be on entirely different planets, galaxies from here. The predators might be what we get. So I thought that was interesting. That was from the That's from the Smithsonian, the Science of Aliens.
It's a big word for Elmo. It's a big word for
Elmo. I tried one. So many times. But yeah, so that was interesting. If you want to read, it's like a 7-part series. I'll talk about it a little bit in our alien film time.
Yeah.
But it's not too far off from what scientists think could be. Aliens, yeah. I guess.
I believe it. I think, you know, I think both Predator and Alien are a reasonable guess. Like, or that, like, Organolistos, right?
Yeah.
That if there were a species, like a creature that has risen to, like, power and existence to that, and intelligence, right? That's a specific thing, especially between the aliens and the Predators, right?
Yeah.
Aliens, xenomorphs are more instinct. Driven, and then predators, I mean, the whole thing is that they're so smart, they've exceeded needing just survival, and it's just boredom.
Yeah.
Right. So I absolutely believe that if there was a species that was intelligent enough to know, like, to establish technology and a society, that they would absolutely have trophy hunters, and that if we eventually get to space, we would be trophy hunters ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, I guarantee we're going to, the second we're able to, I know whoever's in charge is going to be like, let's go colonize those planets. Love it. Yeah, let's go.
That's what we do. That's how we do. But that was a Predator franchise for you. So we watched it so you didn't have to. Though I say watch 1, 2 and pray.
Yeah.
You can watch Predators. It's fun.
Yeah, just don't watch the Alien versus Predator ones, because those ones kind of lose the plot a little bit. Yeah.
And don't watch the Predator.
Yeah.
Definitely don't watch AVP. What a mess.
Yeah.
What a mess. I thought that was a good idea. What a silly idea. But I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I hope it was a fun, just like chill time. It's a little different from what we usually do, but expect that for at least throughout this month. And next month we'll have some fun things to do for October, and I'm getting married in October. So what a fun time we're going to have.
Yeah.
But we got some things coming up for you, but let us know what you think about the Predator franchise. Do you think it's as gay as we do? It is. That's the answer. It's yes. and if you would, you know, have a little, will they, won't they with the Predator? Like, ooh.
Which film ooh, and which
me,
one?
Hunt me. Yeah. Yeah, which one? Because there's a few. Do you want the hoity-toity ones? Do you want AVP? let's find out.
Who wants the hoity-toity ones or like murder for treat?
Yeah. We bring them to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. what a time for aliens that we can't, like, I feel like they had, like, there's like two aliens in there, predators in that time, and they'd like talk to each other, and there's, it's absolutely the vibe that's just like I summer on this planet.
Like, yeah.
I've got a space yacht, like,
yeah. What do you mean?
excellent. So tune in next week. We'll talk about Alien, sans the AVP films, because we already did it. And what a time that'll be. But don't get married.
Light your kids, or the Predators will want them.
I don't know. Wait, let's have our kids not be in the military. They can have even the Predators.
Yeah.